Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the 35th edition of the Trasai Show in Bologna, Italy, and I'm with Armando Caffiara, the managing director of the Italian Trade Association for Ceramics. Armando, how are you?
All right, Kemp. Good morning to you and to all your listeners. It's a pleasure to be back with your program from Bologna, where we had yesterday a very good starting day for Trasai.
Another little piece of background, this is the largest ceramic tile show in the world, attracts 100,000 people. You have about 850 exhibitors. It is mostly ceramic tile. There are some bathroom fixture exhibitors, but by far this is the biggest show in the world for tile, right?
That's correct, Cam. This year edition started very strongly.
I'd like to start, Armando, with a conversation about the economics of this business. Most people know that the Italians are a major player in the global tile business. I think 85% of what you make goes to other countries. And what is your annual turnover?
The annual turnover was last year 5.5 billion euros, so around 6 billion US dollars, and 85% is sold in other markets. And the US market is probably now close to the largest exported market for our products. Another economic data that I would like to underline is the data on investments. Also in the tough years that we have on our back, the level of investment was always above 5% of the turnover. But in the last 2 years, we went above 7%. Last year was 400 million euros, or 7.4% of our turnover. I think it's a great number for the manufacturing sector. Not too many other industries have this level of investment.
I think this is a smart decision that you're making, because this is how you will maintain your leadership in both technology and design, by continuing to reinvest. And it's because technology is changing so fast now, and by doing that, you're able to stay ahead of the curve, wouldn't you say?
That's the main driver. It's innovation and investment in technology and the continuous machine that most of our producers are now using are the main drivers for the investment. And you can see the result of these investments in our stand here in Trasai. It goes to the process, but it goes also to the product quality and the service to the clients.
If someone wants to build a tile plant anywhere in the world, the equipment primarily comes from Italy as well, right?
That's correct. That's a very positive synergy that we have as a ceramic industry with the machinery industry. All the main innovations are tested in the ceramic district in Sassuolo, and then they are developed around the world. But the technology edge stays here in Italy.
For the benefit of my listeners, we all know in the world there's a center point for carpet manufacturing called Dalton, Georgia. And in the Italian tile business globally, there's a town in here just about an hour away called Sassuolo. And Sassuolo compares to the tile industry as Dalton compares to the carpet industry. So this is the center of the business globally. Let's talk about the relative size of the other major international players from a country perspective. We just talked about the Italian, and also the Spanish and the Chinese are big. And I believe it's still true that while the Chinese export more from a square meter perspective, the Italians still lead in the dollar or value perspective, right?
That's very much correct. Last year, in quantity, we accounted for 16% of international trade as Italian exports, while Chinese exports were over 30% in quantity. But if you look at the value number, then Italy is about 32%, while Chinese goes below the 30% threshold. That means, of course, that the Italian average price is more than double of the world average price. That means big responsibility, because we have to provide quality for the money that our clients spend for our products.
About 5 years ago, you got into an international debate over the Chinese dumping products, bringing products into Italy for less than it actually cost to manufacture. And so that was very successful. Give us an update on that, if you will.
Being a country that exports 85% of our turnover, we are very much in favor of free trade. Free trade is our nature, but we are also very strong about the need of fair trade in the international markets. And this is not the situation that was happening back 5 years here in Europe. We started anti-dumping actions against imports from China. It was very tough to go through all the procedures, but at the end it was demonstrated that there were huge dumping margins from the Chinese imports into the EU. Duties that were imposed ranged from 30 to 70%, and the application in these 5 years curbed Chinese imports to Europe by over 60%. These duties have recently expired, actually last year, and we started a so-called expiry review to ask the European authorities to renew these duties. We are very close to the end of this procedure, and we are confident that the duties will be extended for another five-year period ending in 2021. And the main reasons, I would say, is the incredible overcapacity that still exists in China, which accounts for four times the whole European production.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, let's talk about two other things that relates to competition. One of them in our country is the look-alike products. And it's not, I don't think it's affecting, by talking to the U.S. manufacturers and to the retailers who sell tile, I don't think it's affected tile as much as it has wood. The wood revenue is down this year versus last year's growth in a big way because of the products that look like wood, some of it's ceramic that's had an effect on it. Do you have that same situation where LVT or vinyl is considered taking some market share from what you normally sell domestically?
I think we have to differentiate. If we look about wood products, I think it's possible a positive competition with ceramic products. And this is demonstrated by the fact that here in Bologna we have some of the major parquet producers that are exhibiting here at our show. And the positive synergy is that if a customer is looking for the real wood, can make that choice. If he looks more for the benefit of ceramic products, he also has a variety of choice here at the show. A different thing is about LVT. I think there, as producers, we should take a bigger responsibility to show what are the advantages of ceramics. We have not done enough to compare our advantages with some less positive aspects of the other products, and we should be more aggressive, is the right word.
Very similar situation to our country. So that's why the Tile Council of North America started a campaign earlier this year called Why Tile, and it's been, I think, very effective. One more point I'd like to make before we run out of time. We used to think about coming to this show that we were coming to a ceramic tile floor show, but we're seeing more and more use of these ceramics, even in the U.S. as imports from Italy, with these thin tiles and these gauge tiles. We're seeing it go in other places. It's going up the walls. It's being used as countertops. It's being used outdoors. So the relative size of the business that you're monitoring as the managing director of the Italian Ceramics Trade Association has gotten bigger, hasn't it?
This is very much true, and this is the results of all the investments that we were discussing before. So many new markets have been opened, and so many new products are on the show here in Bologna. And I think this is only the beginning that we are seeing. The prospective are much more than what we've been doing so far.
Okay, Armando, it's great to be with you. It's again been talking to Armando Caffiera, Managing Director with the Italian Trade Association for Ceramics, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.